At last, some new CDs to share with you. In fact, 6 in total, if you count the fact that 2 of them are doubles. Stay tuned then to Organ First Radio to learn all about them. Yes, it's a bit like buses. You wait a long time for one and then several turn up at once. Now, as the first one is titled My Spain, I'll be filling out the programme with some other tunes and artists that fall into that category. My Spain is the latest title to come from that very popular German superstar and regular visitor to the country, Claudia Hirschfeld, playing her very latest Versi model, the Sonic OAX1000. 16 tracks in all, with the final one being a bonus track by fellow countryman, the tenor Oscar Marin, with whom Claudia has appeared in several concerts as his accompanist. Of the remaining 15 solo tracks, it's my feeling that you'll know the greater majority, which range from the opener of Yo Viva España to that of the one you're about to hear now, Asturias. Thank you. Astorius, an exciting opening to this month's edition of Organ First Radio, and that was Claudia Hirschfeld, a track from her latest CD, which features tracks from around the lovely country of Spain. In a more quieter mood now is this next one, which is a song that tells the story of a man's suffering after his love has disappeared. The title is Historia de un Amor, which actually translates to A Love Story. I've always enjoyed themed CDs, providing that is the theme interests me, and this one most certainly does, because I spent several happy organ festival days in Torremolinos, and no matter where I went, the music was always exciting and so perfect for the occasion. Other tracks on this nicely presented bookfold-type presentation, which is so much more durable than the plastic jewel cases and capable of including much more detail, are Return to Alhambra, España Carne, La Paloma, Valencia, Sofia, and Tango in D. So for a full rundown and to get your copy, just head over to the Organ First Radio web pages. Now, one of the artists who came and entertained us at the Spanish Organ Festivals in 1982 was Antonio María Mayolis, one of Spain's foremost Hammond organ players. This is a track from an LP of that year, which went under the title of El Diabólico Hammond de Antonio María Mayolis. Anyway, here he is to play The Way We Were. The Way We Were from the LP El Diabólico Hammond de Antonio María Mayolis, although certainly nothing diabolical about that playing, But then again, the word can mean devilish, and he was most certainly a devilish character to be in the company of. Happy days. Now, it was at one of those Spanish organ festivals that I first heard a performance of a number called Spanish Disco, and which forever formed part of the repertoire of the much-missed Brian Sharp.
Thank you.
Brian Sharp, and what a player he was. I'm going to move on now to the second of the new CDs, and organ fans will be triply delighted to know that not only is it a theatre organ release, that it's also a trip back in time to the good old days of big bands on steam radio, and that the person behind the release is none other than Nigel Ogden. In days gone by, the BBC produced some superb programmes from the Playhouse Theatre in Manchester, featuring saxophonist Johnny Roadhouse and the Northern Radio Orchestra and the Northern Dance Orchestra. At around that time, the 70s and 80s, Nigel too was making solo tracks on the BBC Wurlitzer, as well as those in tandem with Johnny Roadhouse. So what we have here is a double CD titled, very appropriately, as It's Magic. And on CD 1 there are the Ogden and Roadhouse tracks, and on CD 2 the big band tracks with various solo vocalists such as Sheila Buxton, Pat O'Hare, Terry Burton and others. From what Nigel told me, it was quite a job to get all the tracks from various sources and then set about the task of remastering them. But believe you me, the result is amazing. Actually, there's only one thing missing from the release, and that's the unmistakable sounds of the announcer, Roger Moffat, so much a part of both organ and music programmes in those seemingly far-off days. So let me whet your appetite with a couple of contrasting tracks. The first is going to be a solo with Nigel at the Wurlitzer, of course, playing a gorgeous arrangement of Georgia on My Mind, and that's followed where he's joined by Johnny Roadhouse for another equally fine arrangement, but this time of Deep Purple.
Thank you.
Georgia on My Mind and Deep Purple, both from a new double CD titled It's Magic, masterminded by and featuring Nigel Ogden, with solo tracks and duets with Johnny Roadhouse, with some additional unreleased tracks too. The unfortunate part about this release is that contractual restrictions mean that you can't obtain copies from our usual Organ First Radio pages, which does seem to be quite a shame, considering this would be an ideal Christmas stocking filler for any senior family members who mourn the days when the Northern Radio Orchestra and the NDO ruled the airwaves. But I guess if you go to www.northerndanceorchestra.org.uk, there will be details of the CD on there. Back now for another Spanish organist in the form of Juan Torres with You Needed Me. Juan Torres playing You Needed Me on what sounded like me to be a Hammond X66. Talking of Hammonds, I come now to the second double CD in the programme today, and it's the long-awaited one featuring the unmistakable playing and style of the legendary Lenny D, one of the pioneering Hammond organists of all time. Other labels have released original Lenny D early LPs, including Submarine Records, who, in 2012, released a compilation titled Christmas Cracker. This new one, and again on the Submarine label, is quite a departure from a standard re-release compilation, inasmuch as the producer, Tony Nobbs, has tried to recreate the atmosphere of a visit to one of Lenny's very own nightclub shows that he was so famous for. So, CD 1 is a representation of a live show, and CD 2, the afterglow with Lenny in a more relaxed mood. And talk about value for money, because there are 57 tracks in all, which amounts to 150 minutes of music. The title of the CD is Special Delivery, and so imagine now that you've enjoyed the beer and refreshments in his club, and it's getting near to the interval time as Lenny plays Night Train. Night Train there, driven by Lenny D. Now, as I can attest, because my wife and I once had the pleasure of seeing Lenny at his Florida nightclub some years ago, the more you applauded, the longer he played, and it was the wee small hours when we exited the club. So, this next track comes from CD 2, titled The Afterglow, and I'm going to include it as a special favour to a big Lenny D fan, Tom Pavlovsik, who lives in Florida and saw Lenny on numerous occasions, and who has a special liking for this lovely version of I'm Through With Love. Thank you. I'm Through With Love, played there by Lenny D. Now, all the tracks come from no less than 5 original Lenny D LPs, although they are not 5 complete LPs because it'd be impossible to fit them all onto the 2 CDs here. But with 57 of them and 150 minutes listening time, who's counting? This is a surefire winner, just out in time for Christmas, and full details, price and ordering details of special delivery are on the Organ First Radio web pages. Now, looking ahead, I've some news about another theatre organ CD that should be out sometime between now and Christmas, but Organ First Radio listeners are going to be the first to get a taste of, at present, an unnamed CD featuring the very last recordings ever made by Blackpool organist Watson Holmes. The tapes were all professionally recorded at the Opera House by another professional organist who also had his own local recording studio. They were recently rediscovered in storage, but the passage of time had not been kind to them because if magnetic tape has to survive for any length of time, it has to do so under controlled conditions. Owner Ken Meller of the OK Rollum label is the owner of them, and with a lot of work he's managed to save about 40 minutes worth of playable material. Recorded not long before Watty Holmes passed away in 1971, these are very rare examples of his time as one of the famous Blackpool team of organists. Here then is Watty, as he was affectionately known, with a selection from The Student Prince. A selection from The Student Prince, played there by the late Watson Holmes at the Blackpool Opera House, Wurlitzer. And if that new CD does become available before Christmas, then I'll make sure to include news of it in next month's programme. In the meantime, keep checking the Organ First Radio web pages for the very latest update. Anyone who listens to my shows knows that I love to try and pick up bargains on eBay. And the other day, I obtained an LP which I'd previously only heard a copy of. It features Spanish organist Rudolf Pache with world-famous music by Franz Lehár. Released in 1972, Pache has given, much in the way that Klaus Funderlich did with many classics, a new musical twist to some lovely melodies. The organ is again, I'm pretty sure, the Hammond X66, and for the finale in today's show, have a listen to this medley of famous Lehár tunes from his musical comedies and operettas, including The Count of Luxembourg and The Land of Smiles. No guesses for what's going to be in next month's programme, but I'll try and make it as interesting as possible. In the meantime, from yours truly, Alan Ashton, bye for now. Thank you.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.